From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is back on the road challenging Congress to quickly pass his jobs bill. He told an audience at a Columbus, Ohio high school that his plan calls for school renovation work that would put tens of thousands of people back to work.
There are construction projects like these all across the country just waiting to get started, and there are millions of unemployed construction workers who are looking for a job. So my question to Congress is, what on earth are we waiting for?
Mr. Obama was speaking in the home state of House Speaker John Boehner. Republicans say the president's plan seems to contain the same ideas they've already rejected. A new report shows that hard times have increased the ranks of the nation's poor. New census figures show one in six Americans lives in poverty, the highest number in 17 years. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, that's more than 46 million people as of last year.
This is the third year in a row that poverty rose, and census analysts say unemployment was the single most important factor. The rate rose from 14.3% in 2009 to more than 15% last year. The government says the nation's real median income also dropped more than 2% last year to less than $50,000. Another sign of the recession's impact was an increase in the number of people doubling up with relatives or friends for housing. This past spring, there were almost 22 million doubled-up households, compared with 19.7 million prior to the recession. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
The House has approved legislation to extend federal highway and aviation programs. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the bill was easily approved.
It was quite a contrast to the fight earlier this summer over FAA funding that saw thousands of workers furloughed and airport construction projects halted. The stopgap bill, if approved by the Senate, would continue funding of highway and aviation programs at their current levels into next year. Congress has repeatedly passed these temporary extensions for the FAA and surface transportation funding. This buys members of Congress more time to settle on long-term transportation funding measures. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
The U.S. Geological Survey says central Alabama has been shaken by a small earthquake centered about 10 miles northeast of Birmingham. There are no reports of injuries or damage. The strongest earthquake in decades along the nation's southeast struck Virginia last month and was felt all the way into Canada. Democrats and Republicans are awaiting the outcome of a special election today in New York's 9th Congressional District. Democrat David Weperin was in a tight race against Republican Bob Turner when polls closed a few hours ago. The winner will replace seven-term Democrat Anthony Weiner, who resigned in June after admitting that he posted sexually suggestive images of himself online. Asian shares mixed at this hour following strong gains in the U.S. This is NPR News. Health officials are warning consumers of a listeria outbreak in five states linked to cantaloupe from Rocky Ford, Colorado. 16 cases of a strain of the bacteria have been reported, including five that resulted in deaths. The product is under voluntary recall. 2 weeks into the new school year, almost 30,000 students in Washington State are out of class again. Charlotte Bayer of member station KPLU says a teacher strike has shut down all public schools in the city of Tacoma.
Tacoma teachers voted overwhelmingly to boycott the district after deciding negotiations for a new labor contract were going nowhere. The union's more than 1,800 teachers had been working without an agreement since school started on September 1st. Contract talks broke down over three main issues: class size, salary, and the use of evaluations and staffing decisions. Teachers initially attempted to strike before school started, but didn't get enough votes to authorize a walkout under union bylaws. A spokesman for the school district says it will do everything it can to get teachers back into classrooms. That includes filing an injunction in Superior Court in hopes that judges will declare the strike illegal and force teachers back to work. For NPR News, I'm Sharla Bear in Seattle.
Authorities in Maryland and the FBI are trying to find a stolen tanker truck carrying 3,000 gallons of gasoline. The Kent County Sheriff's Office says there's no indication that terrorists are behind theft, but they say precautions are being taken in light of the recent 10th anniversary of 9/11 and the crime scene's close proximity to Washington, D.C. Again, Asian shares mixed at this hour following gains in the U.S. The Dow gained 44 points, the Nasdaq rose 37, and the S&P 500 added 10 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.